Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, if you are a real scofflaw when it comes to toll violations, be forewarned.
You've got my attention. Maybe I am.
Okay. Some of you may not have paid your tolls for the turnpike, okay?
Yeah.
But have any of you not paid your tolls for more than $12,000?
Whoa.
God, I can't even believe that.
The state calls you, I believe. Wow, that's a lot.
There's more than 100 egregious toll violation cases in Pennsylvania, just more than 100. But they are coming after what they being the attorney general's office is coming after you if you're one of those 100. So the state attorney general's office is now going after the drivers who owe more than $12,000 in unpaid tolls. That's crazy.
How hard are they to find?
Can we just get people to pay any of their tolls?
But like, how hard are these people to find? It seems like they're always on the road.
Right.
Just look for them.
Yeah.
First, that's a lot.
First, they send the invoices to the registered owner's address. If it's not paid, then the case is handed over to a collection agency. If it's still not made, the customer has four or more outstanding toll by plate invoices or owes tolls and fees of $250 or more. Their vehicle registration is then suspended by PennDOT. And that could lead you to significant fines. If you're driving with that, you could have your car impounded. You could have your license suspended. But look, there's not a lot of them. There's over 100. But the attorney general's office is coming after the ones who owe $12,000 plus, which fine. That makes sense. Yes, go after them. But really, are you following through on all of these things with the others who aren't paying? Now, the Turnpike does say it does successfully collect about 92 to 94% of transactions within 60 days. And they say that's pretty standard for other states. So from June of 2023 to May of 2024, there was about $187 million in unpaid tolls, an increase of $10 million from the previous year. That's a lot. So State Senator Lisa Boscola has introduced a bill to collect unpaid tolls by garnishing violators' lottery winnings and state income tax refunds.
As we just learned from our previous segment, there are no lottery winnings.
Very few of them.
Good luck.
You won $2. Sorry, it's going to pay your toll. Of course, you got to go after the ones who owe $12,000. That just makes sense.
I'm trying to think how that would happen.
That's a lot of tolls. So if they get 92% and they still have that many million dollars unpaid, is crazy. If they get 92 to 94% paid in 60 days, how is it from June of 23 to May of 24, $187 million is unpaid? Oh, my gosh.
I'm trying to figure out how that would be possible. You'd think with the technology, too. I'd like to think some of these people maybe are just clueless because I feel like that could happen to me. Like, it just feels like one day I'd be like, what do you mean you thought these were spam or fake? But like, I feel like as you drive through any of those things, you get a little light that says like it's been received or they see you. What if like a little siren went off if you owed a lot of money? Like, you better contact someone.
Yeah.
Like a warning or something. Just for those people, to give you no excuse to go, I didn't know.
No, it wasn't me. All right. We do have a Pennsylvania budget. Finally, it took months. Both sides seem to have come together. Looks like a climate initiative that Democrats support had to get cut. Education did pretty well in the budget. Here's something else that is very helpful for low to moderate income taxpayers. Have you heard about the Working Pennsylvanians Tax Credit?
No, but I'm a working Pennsylvanian.
This is a refundable tax credit based on the federal earned income tax credit. According to lawmakers, it's going to provide over $193 million in tax relief and apply to about 940,000 taxpayers across the state. Now, the maximum you can receive, it's all determined by the number of children or relatives claimed as dependents.
Yep.
So here's some of the maximum that you can get. And it depends on income. If you have no children claimed, you can get $650 back. But to be eligible for no children claimed, $19,000 for your maximum adjusted gross income. If you have one child claimed and your maximum income is $50,434, you'll get $4,328. That's the maximum you could get there. For two children claimed, you can't make more than $57,300, but you could get up to $7,152. From that federal earned income tax credit. So, and then they have additional ones for like three children claimed as well. And then if you're married and filing a joint tax return, they have different numbers for the gross income levels. So according to this legislation, you can claim that tax credit for the 2025 tax year. Those numbers for gross income, by the way, the first ones I talked to you about was for single households.
Okay.
Married and filing a joint tax return has a bit higher of an income level. But I know I saw Governor Shapiro talking about this tax credit and touting it. And you'll hear more about it because it really will help put money in the pockets of people who are struggling. A lot of people are struggling, but obviously the less you have, the more you're going to be struggling as well. So it's called Working Pennsylvanians Tax Credit. You can Google that up if you want to get more information about it. But I do think that's something helpful, obviously, to people.
I would say my only, here's a real nitpicky gripe. I don't like the name. I mean, we're all working Pennsylvanians. It gets you excited. Like, this is really is poorly paid working Pennsylvanians, people who are making so little.
Well,
and this gives them a chance to, you know, recoup some of the, you know, get some of that money back.
It's going to be for, it's low to moderate.
I understand.
Income is what they're talking about. But again, people can struggle, but some people will struggle more if they have less. And we can understand that.
Understood. So it's a good thing. It's going to help people, not everybody. But yeah, a lot of times it's, oh, man, that's sad. I can't even imagine. It sucks. If you qualify for that, you're really getting taken advantage of,
right.
I think.
570-883-0098. All right. We will get more into these Epstein emails that have been released. There's some really interesting stuff. And there's so much stuff. Like, information is still coming out today. And I think will be probably for the next few days, because even, you know, some of them may not say anything really wild in them, but you still go, I wonder about this person, you know, that he's having conversations with. There's even emails from powerful, this one in particular, powerful people about how to have a relationship with a woman. It's such a weird conversation. The president is working really, really hard not to have these emails. These emails are from the estate.
Yeah.
These emails are not the emails we're talking about when we talk about this House letter that has been signed now by the required 218 people, which would make it go to a floor vote, which is expected next week. And then it goes to the Senate. And then it goes to the president, if it even was to pass the Senate, and where I think he would roundly and quickly veto. And then they'd have to go back and get the 2/3 required to override his veto. Why is Donald Trump working so hard not to have the information in these emails come out? I think that's probably the most telling thing about this entire situation. The fact that someone is working so hard to stop transparency. But look, the information is coming out drip, drip, drip. And yesterday it started to come out before we saw the volume of emails. There's so much stuff to get into with it. The New York Times has a pretty long and, goes into detail headline. After Trump split, Epstein said he could take him down. Jeffrey Epstein cast himself as a Trump insider, wanted to leverage potentially damaging information about the president and his business dealings, according to emails with associates. Now, it was the mid-2000s when their relationship came to an end. There's a little rewriting of history, I believe, Carolyn Leavitt or anybody in the Trump orbits trying to claim, well, I knew he was a pedophile, so I didn't want to associate with him anymore. It looks more likely that this whole relationship soured over a real estate purchase. That's what it was about back then. They say that Epstein remained intently focused on Trump for years after, though, their relationship went sour, seeking to exploit the remnants of their relationship up until his arrest on federal sex trafficking charges in 2019. This is from the New York Times. Mr. Epstein insulted Mr. Trump and hinted that he had damaging information on him. Turns gossipy, scathing, and scheming. The messages show influential people pressing Mr. Epstein for insight into Mr. Trump, and Mr. Epstein casting himself as the ultimate Trump translator, someone who knew him intimately and was the one able to take him down. So this has put the entire relationship back into the public eye. The emails date to at least 2011, when Trump was a reality TV star. The messages hint that Mr. Epstein or his advisors believe they had inside and potentially damaging knowledge of Mr. Trump's far-flung properties and business dealings. Some suggest that Epstein thought Trump knew more about his personal conduct than the president has publicly acknowledged. So you can, spend probably the entire day and just get through a portion of all of them. But again, what's the most interesting to me is how hard he is pushing back against anything coming to light. Yeah. What's in there?
Yeah, like I said this earlier, you could say maybe he's protecting people who may be in there, but he doesn't typically look out for others. It's typically about, they're coming after me, they're lying to you. So that wouldn't be in Trump's character to say he's protecting others. You know what I'm saying? So at the same time, does it surprise me at all that Jeffrey Epstein is acting like a mover and shaker and a guy who's had his pulse on everything and wants to be in the middle? No, he's a manipulative creep who probably thought he was smarter than everybody else. So I don't know what to necessarily believe.
I'm just, to me, looking at these, it makes me wonder about more so. Okay, first of all, Epstein's a pedophile, and we know that. And Ghislaine Maxwell as well. And I'm finding it hard to believe that people in his orbit didn't have an idea about what was going on. I truly just don't buy it. But on the other hand, I'm also concerned about, did Donald Trump, was he in any way financed, or did he in any way work with foreign interests in any way as well and have, undue influence? A lot of what has been speculated before as well. I think there's a lot more in there than just is someone a pedophile. It's also who are they working with, and could that, have any impact on how it is that he would be a president or govern. But I think a lot of people are concerned, not just Donald Trump, about what might come out. I think there's people, Democrats and Republicans, and powerful people.
I think, for the record, I think it's probably safe to say, who cares who else goes down. If it's like, hardcore evidence comes out. We should know who it is. Yeah, if it doesn't care, it doesn't matter what party or who they represent.
It's time for justice. What percentage of high school athletes do you think will become a professional athlete?
Yes, for a percentage, I'm going to say probably like 0.5.
Actually, it's a little better than
that.
Is
it that 1.5?
Well, it's a little bit less than, it's a little less than 1%.
Okay.
Less than 1% of high school athletes will make it to a professional level. Now, it can also vary by sport. Professional opportunities more common in baseball or men's ice hockey than in basketball or soccer.
They have deeper minor league systems, but the but the idea of being a professional, getting paid to do it for low levels of money isn't what you think.
And
being
I think
a
it also depends between male and female sports as well. There's not as many, obviously, for women. Anyway, 17% of parents believe their child is destined for professional sports.
Now, 17% of parents are delusional.
It is true. Look, let's be very honest. Now, some of you may say, well, okay, I don't think that they're going to be professional, but I'd like them to get into college, you know, get the ride. Now with the NIL, hey, college, you know, I don't know what percentage of students will become, let's see, Division I athletes. Let's look that one up. Anyway, it costs a lot of money for your child to be in sports. And I know this because nowadays, like it used to be, you may be able to play in high school, right? And move on from there and have scouts come out and see you. But now many of these sports have these leagues that you have to be in on the side that have nothing to do with the high school.
Well, there are a lot of who do you know, who do you associate with type things. You know, football players have to go to certain camps to get noticed.
And right. And that's the same basketball. You have these leagues locally, but, you know, they're brought. These are the best of the best players and they travel all over the place.
Like, so 17% of parents think their kid could go pro. I think that as long as that 17% is giving their kids, you know, every opportunity to try to be the best they can be. I think that's kind of cool. If they believe in the kids, that's awesome. But if they're like, I don't need to work, he's going to go pro. Like, that's crazy.
2% of high school athletes will compete in NCAA Division I sports. Now, 7%, though, will play a varsity sport in college. One thing I do know from having, you know, friends of my son who played in sports in colleges, if you're, you know, NCAA Division I, if you're going to those places, your sport is going to take up the vast majority of your time. It really is. But for those who go to a Division III school, I think for some it is shocking to them as well how much it impacts trying to learn and actually going to courses. And because you're traveling, you know, and obviously you're traveling by bus sometimes hours away in addition to practices and such. It's a huge drain.
It's not the glamorous life you thought it would be.
So parents need to get real about it. And also there are doctors who say it's not good for students to be in one sport year round because you can be more prone to injury that way as well. But that's what's happening now. You used to have these students who would be like, I play football and then I play baseball. And, you know, they have all these sports. And now it's like it's one sport.
I think it's interesting, too, because 17% of parents think their kid could go pro. I wonder what percentage of those parents think their kid could start an amazingly successful billion-dollar business, because that's probably, you know, something you I just know kids I grew up with. They weren't
putting that energy into something else could also pay off. Yes.
Yeah. Something where, like, I don't know, you blow out your knee, it doesn't kill your company.
This is true.
Your income. Know,
that's the toughest
potential.
Thing to watch is when somebody is really has potential and then they have an injury.
Granted, medical science is amazing. They put people back together when they're broken into pieces. So it's a different time, but still.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So we've been talking about Epstein files that have been, emails that have been released. Not the files the government has. That's a whole other issue. I love this, though. Ghislaine Maxwell, I don't love her. What we're hearing is she's getting special treatment, like extra toilet paper.
Maybe she goes to the bathroom extra much.
But she has special privileges in prison. Why, oh, why is this administration allowing a pedophile and trafficker of underage women? I don't want to say women, girls. Why are they allowing her special privileges? Why are they treating her with kid gloves? Why did Donald Trump go to such lengths yesterday to talk to Lauren Boebert, one of the signatures on that, disposition, trying to get the files released? What is he working so hard to try to cover up? I think that's a question we all have to ask, because sometimes the way people behave tells you so much about what's going on. It's really, really wild.
I feel like on a personal level, it's like if you have a phone and you're in a relationship, someone grabs your phone. If you get defensive, give me my phone back. What are you hiding?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
It makes no sense, especially when you promise to let the information out to get elected. And then all of a sudden you're like, no, I don't want anybody to see this. All right. Let's quickly just talk about Senator John Fetterman right now.
Yeah.
He has a new memoir out. And there has not been a good relationship, I guess, between him and Governor Josh Shapiro for some time. And in his memoir, he explains why they are no longer on speaking terms. It had to do with when they were on the State Board of Pardons 5 years ago. So Fetterman was the lieutenant governor at that time. His new book is Unfettered.
Good title, by the way.
Shapiro was the attorney general. And they were butting heads over commuting the sentences of two men. And it got to a point where Fetterman called Shapiro a blanking blank blank during a hearing.
You got to give us more than
blanking blank hole. How about that? There you go.
No,
you feel better
going
now?
No, that's fine.
So he said that during a hearing, but I guess he didn't know the microphone was still on.
It's a common mistake.
Privately, also threatened to run for governor, as Shapiro was planning to do. Here's his quote. I told him there were two tracks. The one, that one, meaning him running for governor, Fetterman.
Yeah.
And the one in which, I told him there were two tracks, that one and the one in which he ran for governor. And I ran for the Senate, which was the one I preferred, wrote Fetterman. I had no interest in friction, only in what I felt was justice. So it's been no secret, because we often have heard this, like they're not buddies.
I've never heard this before, and I guess I haven't seen this before, but it makes sense.
But
different,
it all goes back to a pardons board, and Fetterman thought he was being too, he thought too much. He was about the sentences because of his political future. Said Shapiro was far more cautious. And at a certain point, I began to think that what was influencing him was not mere caution, but political ambition, wrote Fetterman. So Shapiro voted against 12 of 15 requests. I guess Fetterman threw down his reading glasses, breaking them.
His own reading glasses or grabbed Shapiro's?
No, his own.
Give me your glasses.
Yeah.
No, okay.
And in particular, there were two brothers who wanted commutation, convicted of murder in a controversial case. Both said they were innocent. So that's what this was about. after Shapiro finished what Fetterman called a very long-winded and unnecessary speech and then voted against the commutations, Fetterman muttered the blanking blank blank, but he didn't know the microphone was on.
Would he have cared, though?
Their relationship never recovered after the clash. So
some things are hard to get past.
Look, he's very well-liked, Josh Shapiro.
Yeah.
Fetterman has a different issue right now, especially with Democrats. There are people who have been speculating, is he going to switch parties?
I don't think he's going to.
I don't think he's going to either, and I don't think that they would want him only because of his issue on abortion. He is very pro-choice. Unless he's changed his mind on that, I don't know.
He's always been outspoken. He still has communication struggles right now. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, he votes for Democrats. There's a few issues, though. He digs his heels in and says, I understand everyone wants everyone to be all on one side. I like the fact, I don't have to agree with him, but it's nice that he's not just 100% in line with the party. I like that personally.
Well, I just think that
it causes people headaches.
He's not his own grievance with his party has come before what he should do for the people. That's my issue with him. He should be fighting for the people and issues rather than fighting with his own party. So go out there and fight for things. That's what people liked about you. Now you seem like you're cranky. You seem like you don't want to go to work. You seem like you don't want to, he complains about even having to show up, that he had a vacation that was interrupted. He seems to just grumble and complain instead of actually fighting for anything. He should have been out there at the forefront fighting for health care for people. But the onus was more on fighting with Democrats. And so I think that's the problem, that at least that's what my problem with him is. In the past, he had talked about fighting for people and their health care, and that kind of got swept on. He didn't even talk. He said, go out and vote. He didn't even talk about what people should vote for. It was wild. Let's get a look at that forecast heading into this weekend shortly. It is Joe Snedeker from Storm Tracker 16.
Hi, folks, and good Thursday. Joe Snedeker here from WNEP-TV, your personal meteorologist. Well, I just got back from Florida, and there's a story here. I don't know if you remember, but last April, my niece got married in Florida, and I had to go to the wedding, and I booked the wrong weekend. Of course, my wife called me an idiot, and then I had to rebook the next weekend, but I had some breeze points. I had some credit, so I flew down over the last few days to visit my mother-in-law. She's a snowbird in Florida. Yeah, I just love visiting my mother-in-law. It was great. And it was nice and sunny there. It did get cool. We're talking 60s for highs yesterday while we got the snow here. But it's almost all gone today. The snow melts away. Clouds, peeps of sun, a sprinkle of flurry. That should be about it, about 48 degrees. Overnight tonight, 35. Tomorrow, clouds and sun. High temperature about 48. So pretty much just wonderfully dull today and tomorrow. And that's a good thing, right? The weekend, partly sunny on Saturday, could hit 50. But by Saturday, late afternoon and evening, rain moves in. There's going to be rain Saturday night. No driving problems, just rain. And then on Sunday, slowly getting cooler again with some wet flakes and flurries mixing in and 48 degrees. Monday, flurries. And then we have a warm-up late next week. Already starting to look forward to that. So, good to be back. Hope you missed me because I missed you. Make it a good day. And it's a great day to be alive.
Thank you, Joe.
All right.
If you like Florida so much,
time.
That's a funny story.
Oh, my gosh.
Who hasn't done that?
I haven't.
I haven't either. That would be us.
That's an
us.
Expensive mistake to make, girls, last minute.
I tried to drive to the Jersey Shore. I ended up in Canada.
It's time for food news.
Food news, Johnny.
What the heck, Wendy's is closing hundreds of locations.
No.
It's all part of a turnaround plan.
God, please, no, Megan.
The interim CEO said that a mid-single-digit percentage of the company's restaurants would close. So it looks like anywhere from 250 to 300 locations. They're going to begin this year and continue through 2026. I'll tell you what's not closing. I saw one, a new one down there in Clark Summit. I don't even know if it's open yet, but they've got it all put together.
It's ready to go. It's part of that whole Sheetz project that's been delayed. So
this is a week this news after Wendy's announced sales dropped 4.4% for the third quarter. So things have not been going well. What's going on there? They have a revamp underway called Project Fresh.
That seems like it should always have been the project.
You'd hope so. Right?
Doesn't it? Like, what if we say fresh?
So anyway, they've been struggling, I guess. All right. So
Project Fresher.
We don't know which ones may be closed or if any here, but 250 to 300 out of 6,000 nationwide.
You may not even notice it.
Might not. All right. Coffee Mate is launching a new butter beer creamer collection. It's all part of Harry Potter themed coffee creamers now. Limited edition flavors will arrive at retailers here in the U.S. in December. So there's three versions, regular, zero sugar, and cold foam.
Wow.
So butter beer. Also, Chick-fil-A has brought back its popular peppermint chip beverages for the holiday season. That includes the milkshake, yep, the peppermint chip frosted coffee, and the peppermint iced coffee. Also coming back this season, the chicken tortilla soup made with shredded chicken breast, navy and black beans, vegetables, and creamy white base. You may see the news that McRib sandwich is back at some McDonald's. It's a limited time thing. I searched the McRib locator. The closest I could see near us, I mean, and I don't know if it is the closest. I'm not really, some of these are places I don't even.
If you're willing to drive, this is.
State College has them. That's for sure.
There you go.
Brookville, Somerset, Worcester, Kittenning, Titusville, and Leechburg, all those in Pennsylvania.
Man, so I guess I'm not getting
McRib. But nothing nearby. I know people love their McRibs.
Here's a, like, I think this will make people go, oh my God, really? I was just thinking the butterbeer story. How old is the average Harry Potter fan now?
Right.
The first book came out in 1998. If you were 11 then, you're turning 40
college,
next year.
Right?
Think about that. So yeah, coffee, that makes perfect marketing
My daughter's 21 and she is a huge Harry Potter fan.
The first run of fans who made it something special.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.